Mosquitoes are a serious threat around the globe. They carry deadly diseases like malaria and dengue. One way scientists are trying to fight the problem is with more mosquitoes, specifically mosquitoes that are genetically engineered to wipe out the wild, disease-carrying kind. A groundbreaking experiment took place in Brazil a few years ago, but a new study is raising questions about the impacts of releasing laboratory mosquitoes into the wild. The World's Alana Gordon reports.
The mosquito has always fascinated Jeff Powell.
I am very fond of mosquitoes. I know that sounds weird, but I am. Actually, if you look at them under a microscope, they're quite attractive and quite elegant creatures.
Powell is a geneticist and evolutionary biologist at Yale University. Despite his love, he realizes they're up to no good.
As far as I know, mosquitoes do nothing positive for us.
They're a threat to humanity. Cases of mosquito-borne diseases like dengue have exploded. A few years ago, Powell was in Brazil studying mosquitoes and their genetic ability to transmit diseases. And while he was there, he heard about this big experiment that was about to take place. A group of British and Brazilian scientists there were readying to release 500,000 mosquitoes that had been genetically engineered to have a so-called fatal gene.
And that means that the mosquitoes carrying these, anything that mates with them, all the offspring die.
So keep up the mating and wipe out that next generation of deadly mosquitoes. Powell immediately had questions. He wanted to know, would these transgenic mosquitoes released in the wild mess with the genetic makeup of the natural population?
So I quickly went up there and I talked to them.
He got the support he needed and set up a genetic monitoring study. He sampled the wild population before the release started as a baseline. Then the release began. It was done by a British-based company, Oxitec, with the backing of the Brazilian government. Picture a truck driving down the streets of a small city in northern Brazil, releasing a puff of mosquitoes every 100 yards or so. Genetically altered insects can be a tough sell. A few years ago, residents of a Florida Keys town rejected a similar project. It took a lot of community outreach to bring people around to the whole idea in Brazil.
To do this was face-to-face job.
Margaret Capurro was one of the scientists involved. She's a biochemist at the University of Sao Paulo.
So the people from the project went to the houses and talked to the people. So we talked with the whole city for many different things.
Capurro calls herself a mosquito architect because she spent her career designing mosquitoes. She really wants to make a difference.
I am very optimistic.
And so after the 2-year experiment, she was pleased with how things turned out. Just as researchers had hoped, the population of disease-carrying mosquitoes dropped.
The mosquito was so low for so long for a period.
Everything seemed great. Oxitec was expanding, looking to replicate the results elsewhere, including here in the U.S. But this month, the results of Jeff Powell's study on the genetic impact of this Brazilian experiment on the wider mosquito population were published. It found that some of the genetic material from those engineered mosquitoes had carried into the wild population. News of the study appears to be prompting a backlash in Brazil.
I think now the community is completely like, what?
Capurro has been getting news headlines in her inbox that include things like, irresponsibility produces dengue super mosquito.
Everything was so good, and now they are saying that it's very, very bad.
Capurro herself is not worried about the results of the monitoring study. Neither is the company Oxitec. They were expecting some genetic mixing, and they didn't find any negative impact. But Capurro was unprepared for the public reaction and is mad at herself for not anticipating it.
I work with transgenic mosquitoes basically my whole life. And I try to demystify transgenics. And I blame myself because today I did the wrong thing.
And this is the irony. Capurro is one of the co-authors on Powell's genetic monitoring study.
I put monsters in the head of the people.
She worries the language in the study came off as alarmist. That's what the company thinks, and they're calling for changes to the study. Powell doesn't want to hurt the work on transgenic mosquitoes, especially as bugs build resistance to insecticide. But as a matter of principle, he says, researchers should always bear in mind unanticipated effects, including the hypothetical that an even stronger creature could emerge, not a weaker one. The study notes this and concludes companies like Oxitec should always conduct genetic monitoring when doing this work.
They should have in place a program to follow up what's happening after the releases have been started.
Oxitec says it does a good job monitoring the mosquitoes. These questions aren't going away, though. Earlier this year, transgenic mosquitoes were released in Africa for the first time, in Burkina Faso. And last week, Oxitec submitted an application to release transgenic mosquitoes in Florida. For The World, I'm Alana Gordon.